This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Well, it's time for us to get into our hashtag Youth Making Progressive Moves, proudly sponsored by Vodacom Next Level.
Motivation on the Capricorn Drive is proudly brought to you by Vodacom Next Level and Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
Joining us in studio today for the Next Level Pioneer is another Next Level Pioneer already taking things to the next level for herself, baking towards her dreams as the owner of Mishi's Company and Events. And at just 24, she dares to make a difference in her community. And it's such a pleasure to have you joining us today. I'm super excited. I love it when I am joined by women.
Of course. 24 years old, already making an impact in the community and in her life and in the lives of those around her. That is powerful, you know. And I know it sounds cheesy, but I always say, for me, you know, the impact is much more effective, for lack of a better term, if it's a young woman doing it than if it's a guy, you know what I mean? I mean, we live in a world where it's a man's world. We run the world. We do everything. You know what I mean? So it has a bit more meaning behind it if it's executed beautifully by a woman. So Linda, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio. So I'm here
to learn from you. Thank you.
We get to know you a lot better. Welcome to Capricorn Drive.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for welcoming me.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks as well.
I'm awesome. Can't complain. All right.
So can you please tell us a little bit about yourself? Who you are, your family, your upbringing, the school that you went to, your best friends. Just tell us everything about you as a young girl.
Best friends? Okay.
Yeah. No, we'll give the best friends a shout out at the end of
my
the
name,
show.
My name is Michelle Moswani. I just turned 24 this year. When you guys called me, I was 23. So yeah, I'm 24 this year and I grew up in Gamasemola, which is in Polokwane, obviously Limpopo, and in the rural of Thabamtia. I went to school there, grade 1 to 6. Then I moved to Gauteng. I did my grade 7 in Pretoria, then my first primary school. And then I went to Midrand High School. Then that's when I started my high school year.
You've got many businesses that you are... Right?
Multiple streams of income.
Yeah. Okay, girl. Multi-talented.
But I wanted to ask, right? Because usually the people around us, the people we grow up around, you know, could be our uncles, our aunts, our grandparents. They somehow have a bit of an influence on how we turn out in the future, right? So I want to ask you if it was the same for you. How did you get into baking? Were you influenced by somebody in the family?
Not at all. Wow. I didn't even know that I was going to end up, like, it's going to end. But I know everything that I start, it always grows big.
Wow. Okay.
Surprisingly. So I never in my life planned to have a bakery. I just identified an opportunity and I'm grabbing this with both hands. But we do have a background of business. My late mom was a business person as well. So I think I get the bloodline from her.
Yeah.
And my grandmother who grew me up. Always had supported me all the way, like throughout. I started using her stove in her kitchen. So she's been my support structure all throughout my journey, obviously. She's been supportive, like throughout, even when I started, cause I like, it was a small stove that I used back then. And I was 20, by the way. And I know I needed to make, you know, some few rents in Yana cause her grand money was not enough. And girl has to live, you know.
True.
So I love money, but I love making it my own way. Like I love making my money, not that I need to depend on someone.
True.
So I love being in the kitchen. So that also added to where I am today because I love baking. I love cooking. I just love my kitchen space. Like I love finding new recipes and all that. So I found a gap, and I've noticed that there's a bit of shortage of bakeries in the village where I'm located.
Okay.
So, you know, bread is expensive and it's a rural areas. A lot of people cannot afford to eat bread every day. So I'm like, this is an opportunity for me to step in, stand in the gap and, you know, make a difference. And surprisingly, like they just supported the community as well, received it well. They supported as well. So my family, my grandmother, her and the community at large, helped me.
Okay. All
right. Let's talk about the first batch that you baked. I want you to tell us about how that turned out and who were you selling it to?
You know what? You know, social media is very powerful. Because, you know, I just cook meals and post on WhatsApp. And then I kept on, like, I used to do muffins and then post on WhatsApp. And people were like, yo, we want to have some. We want to visit you. And I'm like, you know what? I can turn this into an opportunity, you know, making money out of it. And then I started selling to them. So that's why it started. Then I started having like orders, 3-4 people a day. And then that's how I eventually grew into it. And I applied for fundings, you know. Yeah, so that actually it's the funding that I applied. It's the one that helped me to get like the large machines that I have today. And getting my own stand, you know, building as well.
And you mentioned already, obviously, like you said, I understand your grandma was supportive, right?
Yeah.
But outside of your grandma, what were your friends and other people outside of your home thinking about?
I didn't have friends, because remember, I moved when I was in grade 6. My friends were obviously in Gauteng, in Midrand. So, but they've been supportive. Okay. They've been like,
so when basically, your only support structure back at home, or the people that mattered at home, was Gogo when you came back and stuff.
And my neighbors as well. Okay. I don't have my neighbors that are my age. Like, I'm a homestay girl, honestly. Okay. I don't have so many friends. I think I only have 2 best friends.
That's good.
I'm not a person with a lot of friends.
That's good.
And many young people have got passions, but it's never so easy for them to transform their passion into a business. Were there any challenges in the beginning when you started, when you were trying to transition this beautiful passion that you have into a business?
Listen, as black people, we have a dilemma. I don't know what's with us.
Mm-hmm.
We are not like white people. Like, when you start, obviously there's gonna be talks. When I'm mama, like, did you go to school? Is she even qualified for that? Where does she get the money? You know, those kind of questions are the ones that really demotivate you. But you know, I'm driven. Like, I am I have passion. I think if you start anything, if you're not being backed up by passion, you're going to collapse. Because at the end of the day, these criticisms and what's or not, when they knock you down, it's the passion that's going to drive you and make the force.
You touched a little bit there on qualifications. You know, baking, did you study that at
not
all?
Not at all.
And then what is your academic background?
When after high school, I went to register with UNISA with accounting.
Okay.
I love numbers. I love money.
You've been saying that
for a second.
I love money.
Yeah.
But with accounting though, I've been loving it. It's been my favorite subject since high school.
Okay.
Maybe by the motive that I love numbers. So I've always wanted to be a chartered accountant. I didn't know that I would land into business. Career, if you check, we were advised to, you know, choose wisely when you choose careers, and you know, accountants and a lot of money. So I've always knew that I want money, not just small digits. Like, I want
big numbers.
Big numbers.
Yeah, shout out to me, girl. All right. So in the studio today, we are joined by 24-year-old Michelle Moswane, who is our next level pioneer. Of course, baking towards her dreams, owner of Michi's Company and Events. At just the age of 24, she dares to make a difference in her community. Capricorn FM and Popo's Artist Frequency. Joining us today, of course, for the hashtag Monday Motivation, Youth Making Progressive Moves, is our next level pioneer. At the age of 24, man, her name is Michelle Moswane. She is the CEO and owner of Michi's Company and Events, right? She's doing great things. I'll use the word exploit. Yeah. Exploiting opportunities when others don't even see them. You know, what you did for your community is huge. And of course, we're going to expand on that. And this is who we're talking to today.
Yeah. And I want us to start by talking about your company. Can you please tell us about Michi's Company? What are some of your best treats? And what else do you offer within your company?
My center item that I actually provide would be bread, fagumoya, the one that is not a slice. And then I do everything else. I do muffins, I do scones, I do buns, all the pastry and confectionery goods that you can think about.
And out of interest sake, how many loaves of bread would you bake in a day?
Well, we started at 20, but now we're about 150 a day.
Of just braid.
Just braid.
We're not talking other products here.
No. Other projects move when there's a ceremony. You know, for Makhaing, when there's a wedding. Yeah, they book.
Make sandwiches.
Yes.
Another thing.
Not braid. Mm. The muffins and the scones,
And we're talking about that large scale from 20 to over 100, which makes me want to think about, have you employed people?
Yes.
How many of them?
There's two in the bakery. Okay. But when there's events, because I also do deco, by the way.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right. I do have deco. When there's a project, like if there's a tender, if they're saying to us, provide us with sandwiches or with scones, then I go. And like there's two permanent and maybe nine temporary. It depends how the project, how big the project is.
Mm.
So, but the ones that are actually in the background now, there are two of them.
Mm. And those are the ones that are helping you at all times, right?
Yes.
So what happens when you get like multiple bookings?
I hire a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Simple.
I go get a lot of people. Yeah. But I go, I choose, I just don't pick randomly. I choose people who have passion in like food and cooking because it's very important. Because I feel like when you do something that you love, it's like you're not working at all. Mm. Even if someone wakes you up at 2 a.m., it's like, do it with like full-heartedly.
Mm.
With ease.
All right.
And I mean, you're such a young person and right now you are running a lot in one plate, right? How are you able to stay encouraged through and through? Because I mean, it's been going on for how many years? 4 years now.
Yeah, it's been 4 years.
And girl, you've went above and beyond. So it takes some people 10 years to get where you are right now.
I've not yet arrived.
Yeah.
I want to compete with Sasko and Albani. Honestly, until I get there, you know, I do it as though my life depended on it. Cause you know, there's people that I've hired. There's people who are looking up to me, especially my granny, you know, at home. You know, so those are the things, the little things that, you know, wake me up, because you're not going to have the strength every time.
Mm.
You need to have motivation. Mm. So I look back my progress and I'm like, you know, at least you're moving. You know, at least I look at some of the things that I've achieved as well. You know, they serve as a motivation. You know what? You've come this far. You cannot drop the ball now. You need to stay more focused and, you know, get access to energy and just keep on going. Mm. Just keep on going, because consistency is key in business.
And then speaking of your achievements, right, what would you say were your challenges in your line of work, like your difficulties?
Oh, Eskom load shedding.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any other challenges than that, because, you know, it affects us a lot. Because you can, you know, sometimes the schedule does not correspond to the
orders.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? So sometimes you get affected. The load shedding can just decide to go off. Lap, you are busy. So, you know, a dough is something that you need to treat with kindness.
Mm.
Once there's a mistake, you need to just throw it away. You cannot turn it into something else. You cannot, you just need to throw it away. So that's a loss. You know, so that's just the most,
biggest challenge.
Yeah, the biggest challenge that we are experiencing at the moment.
What do generate?
No, you know, I do have a generator for hire.
Oh, wow, money girl.
Yeah.
But it's not enough for the stoves.
Oh, yeah.
It's a small one. It's like, it's a normal one. And I think we need that big one that they usually use at the malls. And that comes, it's a lot of money. Super. And I've also tried to check the solar.
Yeah.
It's also quite expensive.
Mm.
So, yeah. Kangani. She's so free.
You'll get 100%. All right, cool. So, we'll continue our conversation with Michelle Muswane in just a short while.
You see, when we talk about the youth, we talk about Mzansi's next level. Us. Uyabona Tina. We create a career from a ring light, a cell phone, and a good connection. We are the next level. Bona, the advocates of Umsweko, the professors of side hustle to Mzansi's next level. We got your back. With top-level bundles, top-level skills and development courses, and next-level rewards. So join Mzansi's Next Level on the My Vodacom app or dial *135#. Further together, Vodacom.
It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo Sarkis Frequency, Capricorn Drive. Of course, man. Join in the studio today by our Next Level pioneer. I'm going to repeat that tagline, right? Baking her way towards her dreams, owner of Michi's company and events at just the age of 24, you know, dares to make a difference in her community.
This Monday motivation on the Capricorn Drive is proudly brought to you by Vodacom Next Level and Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
Yes, and still in studio with us is a pioneer taking baking to the next level. And she's not only doing it for herself, like we mentioned a bit earlier, she's also doing it for her community. And you did touch a little bit on the fact that you are working with the community. And I want us to indulge us a little bit more on what exactly it is that you're doing for your community.
Now and then we deliver 10 to 20 loaves of bread to my two surrounding preschools. I love kids.
Mm.
So, yeah, especially when there's a damage, we just cook them and, you know, rather than throwing them away, we give them. So that's what we basically do on most of the times, like 3-2 times a week.
Mm. Yeah. And of course, you know, we live through others, like I've said, some people are our trailblazers. We look up to them. And I wanted to ask if you have such a person in your life, a role model that you look up to, somebody that inspires you, somebody that you want to be like, or even better.
It's me. I don't have anyone.
No, shout out. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
I don't have anyone. It depends though. It depends. Like, I'm so in love with women who have their own money and run their own businesses. Mm. Anyone who does that, honestly, you know, I'm so driven, but I'm so motivated. Like, if I can see a short clip or a picture of someone who's doing the same thing as me, but someone who's actually further, you know, I get motivated. I think there's a company, Rakhwadi, back at home, which also produces bread. Like, the story of that man is really, really interesting. He's been struggling for more than 20 years, but look where he is now. He's like the most, I look at him as an icon, you know, and that's where I want to get.
Yeah.
So when coming to baking, I think he's the one that I can relate and say that, you know what, I want to get to where he is at the moment.
And you've been doing this for so long, since the age of 20, you are 24 now, so we'll say 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Where do you see the business? I mean, by the way, the business has grown.
Mm.
From the age of 20 to 24, you started off with baking, you know, kastofon sakoko. Now you do sandwiches, muffins.
Something that I actually didn't mention was that I started using a wheelbarrow to deliver.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for sure, now another bike, you know.
Yeah.
Let me give you an air horn. Shout out.
Look at you, girl.
So there has been growth in the 4 years that you've been involved in this particular business, right? So what would you say the next 5 years of the business for you right now looks like?
I think 5 years is actually quite long.
Mm-hmm.
That's if you're
looking at 6 months. You're looking at the next 6 months right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to grow the capacity, right? I just want to, you know, from 150, I want to double or even triple because I know it's possible. Mm. I just need to like expand the machinery, expand where I am, you know, the small building that I have back at home in my backyard.
Mm.
Expand. Yeah. And I think for now, it's my safe place to say that I want to get there. And then obviously as the business grows, like I want to deliver everywhere basically. Mm. I want to be known. I want Mrs. Bread to be, I want to feed you guys.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, ultimately we will have Mrs. Brown bread or white seeded bread in the aisles of these big.
Yes. That is a dream.
Okay, I got you. All right. Yeah.
That is amazing. And there are so many young people who are listening right now. They've got goals and dreams and aspirations and talents and passions. And like I mentioned a bit earlier, and we do touch on this quite a lot when we have these kind of conversations, is that it's always so hard to turn your dream and your passion into a business or to even make money out of it.
Mm.
What would you say to a young person just like you, from communities like yours, with a background like yours, with a journey like yours? What would you say to them to help them be able to start picking up and taking the first step to getting to at least where you are?
You know what? Just keep quiet and work. Mm. Grind. Because you know what? They say that action speaks louder than words, but I always say that results speak.
Sure.
You know, you don't want to just say, I'm going to be great. You just want to dream on your bed. You just need to get up and do it, you know. An entrepreneur is someone who's willing to take a risk, you know. Someone who identifies an opportunity and seizes it, you know. And, you know, grab it with both hands. So I'd say to a young person who want to start but they're afraid to just, you know what, start. Rock bottom, just start at the beginning. And, you know, obviously, we're not millionaires as yet, but everyone wants to get there. But in order for you to get there, you need to start small. We don't start by making money. You know, when you start a business, the motive should not be about money. You should produce quality, and quality will follow. I mean, money will follow the quality. Mm. So just start, you know, just start and start and start.
Hmm. All right. Very lovely. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Do you make cakes?
It's a lot of work. I need to get someone. I was thinking about that because there's a lot of people asking, Guti, why am I not doing them?
Mm.
But, you know, cakes are, you need time. It needs time, which is something that I don't usually have.
Okay.
I'm afraid that you can put an order and then I'm not going to be able to finish on time. So I'm looking into getting someone who knows how to make them so that I can get them under.
Yes, and that eventually will equal the company growth.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
And what's your favorite thing to prepare?
Yeah, let's ask.
Bread.
Really?
Bread of life.
But I think myself and you forgot the most important question that we should have asked you when we started this conversation, right? Did you bring us any bread?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I did. And oh, this muffins word. As well.
Oh, girl, you lie.
I'm telling you, yeah.
I can't wait to taste your bread.
Thank you.
You made my day.
To somebody that's listening right now, I'm lying. That's not the most important question. But yes, we'd love to have a piece of the bread. Now, how do people get in touch with you? How do people reach you? How do people who want to do business with you, how do they get in touch?
They can call me on my personal number.
Okay.
Yeah. All but right. For now though, because in the future they'll be speaking to my PA.
Okay, girl.
Yes.
Definitely.
They can call me on 072-8851-395.
You can repeat that?
072-8851-395.
Alrighty.
Yeah, and then my email, it's podisomichelle@gmail.com, and there's Mishi's company @gmail.com as well.
Alright, and Facebook?
Mishi's company.
Instagram?
Mishi's company.
Please, do you spell Mishi for us?
It's M-I-S-H-I-E-S. Company.
M-I-S-H-I-E-S.
Yes.
Mishi's company. That's for both Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
The phone number one more time.
072-8851-395.
Mishi, thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate you. Best of luck in the future. We want you to get that person that can bake. We want you to do more.
More
than that. We want lasagna. We want
things. I want to get there, but obviously you need to look at your market as well, because you cannot be making lasagna at the village.
True.
A lot of people are familiar with that. So, but you know, as we grow and grow branches everywhere, then you can always maneuver around.
100%.
Yeah.
All right, Mishi, thank you so much for coming through. Her name is Michelle Muswane. She is the CEO and owner of Mishi's Events. Okay. It's a pleasure talking to you. Best of luck. I can't even thank her enough.
I'm hoping that you do get the generator, because I understand the kind of effect that it's having, an impact it's having on your business, right? But more than anything, like I said a bit earlier, I am a big fan of black girls winning. So having you here, a 24-year-old... doing so amazing is exactly what I want to see.
Yeah,
so
I hope potential investors are listening.
They are, definitely. 100%. I could be one of them, but you know. They are
hold on until that.
All right.
I'll come back and remind you.
It's a problem.
How far are we?
Not a problem. Once again, thank you for coming, all right?
Thank you.
So this month of June, we are unlocking and recognizing youth making progressive moves on a Monday motivation. Join us this next session. Of course, this will be on the coming Monday, looking to getting the youth celebrated and their work out there and enhancing their full potential. This, by the way, is all brought to you by Vodacom Next Level. The future is exciting.
That Monday motivation was proudly brought to you by Vodacom Next Level and Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. You see, when we talk about the youth, we talk about Mzansi's next level. Us, uyabona Tina. Yeah. We create a career from a ring light, a cell phone, and a good connection. We are the next level. Bona, the advocates of Umsweko, the professors of side hustle, to Mzansi's next level. We got your back with top level bundles, top level skills and development courses, and next level rewards. Yeah. So join Mzansi's next level on the My Vodacom app or dial *135#. Further together, Vodacom.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.